Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
At the beginning of this Encore show, Darren prays that God's people will see the true purpose of their being on this earth. Darren and I talk about Philippians 1:21. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. This world is not your home, and you're just passing through. We know that eternal life is promised to those who believe, so keep on acquiring more faith into your life, because without faith it's impossible to please God. May you exult in hope, having the peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, and remember, your diligence in the Lord is a precious possession. Now let's join the program.
Barb, I'd like to begin this broadcast today by prayer, with prayer, in prayer, because we have so many challenges and our people have so many challenges. So would you agree with me in prayer?
Yes.
Father God, we come to you boldly in the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. We need help. We have so many things coming against us. Lord God, there's been forest fires. There's been personal tragedies. There's been personal breakdowns. People's had financial problems and health problems and problems with their children and relationship problems, but you're the only one that can carry us through these difficult times. So we lean on you, Heavenly Father. We need your presence. We need you to just evidence yourself in our lives, whether we're driving down the freeway or we're in the on a country road. Father God, whether we're in the hospital, a rehab center, or Lord, wherever we are, we need your help. And we're crying out to you because you're the problem solver. You're the answer giver. So today we lean on you and we need hope. We need you to restore our hope. Many of our folks have lost their hope. They've lost their focus. They've lost their goals. But Lord, today I ask you to reinstitute those things in our lives. Give us a purpose for living because you're there and you're with us all the time. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I especially lift up our friend John, whose wife has passed on. And Father God, I lift up the Minnick family in Hemingford, Nebraska. I pray especially for Sally today. And I thank you, Lord, that you've taken her sister up to heaven with you, and she's perfect in every way now, Lord. But I ask that you be especially close to the family. Fill that gaping hole, that empty hole, with your love and your comfort and, yes, hope. And I praise you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I heard one time Robert Schuller was saying, Darren, life is full of hellos and goodbyes. And sometimes it is. We just get acquainted with something, or we meet someone and we just get to know them and they move. Or we love someone. It's taken us 20 years of marriage to get to know a person, and finally we love them and we just can't do without them, and they die. And they go to be with the Lord. And it's just a lot of hellos and goodbyes. So we have got to be prepared in our spirit for the ever-changing world around us. And if we don't change with it, Darren, we're lost.
You know, most of us really resist change.
Yes,
and,
we do.
In fact, it says in the book of Proverbs, you know, don't stay around a person that's given to change or a person that's given to anger. I mean, a couple of things that I've been reading in the book of Proverbs. And we need to avoid that and avoid people like that. Mm-hmm. And yet we're forced by this very nature of society to change.
Well,
and like you were saying, you may have to give up your mate. You may have to learn a whole new lifestyle, and it's difficult.
Or maybe can we say we have to be prepared for the world of change around us.
Right.
Maybe not so much that we change, but with all these things coming on, we need to have such an anchor in our soul that we stand safe and secure no matter what comes, just like those palm trees in the storms. And so even though the world is changing continually around us, we need to be strong.
But you know, you mentioned in your prayer there about possibly, in fact, you were praying for some of our power partners that have lost a mate. Mm-hmm. And you know what that's like. I don't know what that's like to lose a mate through death. And what does that force you to do emotionally? How can you hang in there when the one that you've loved for so many years and you never believed that you would lose them? How do you handle that?
Why do you ask me? I'm still trying to find out how do I handle this, because it just takes a long time. But I realized, and I told a friend who had just lost a loved one, Father God is going to forgive you if you can't get into the Word for a while. And especially, I'm talking to Jean here in Oregon, and she just lost her husband a little over a year, and it's been hard for her. And you were saying probably for a couple years, every once in a while, I just have to go in and hold John's picture. I just had to.
Your first husband.
Yes, my first husband. I just had to go in there and sit and pray and ask God to give me the persevering character that He wanted me to have for my children, for my friends around me, that I would be strong, because at that moment you feel so weak. You feel you just cannot go on.
And there have been times when you've really needed, there's been something inside of you that you've needed to go to the grave and pray and cry.
Yes.
And I believe that then like in my case, the new husband, I have to be very understanding of that, of your emotional need to do that. Mm-hmm. But what really carries you through those times?
Oh, the Lord. Absolutely. Without any doubt. To know that He loves me, to know that He didn't cause this, but also to know that my loved one, we were listening to Derek Prince today on the way to the station, and he said, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." And we've got to remember that in dying, we're going to go to a much better place. We're going to have a much better body. This is just kind of a train stop, a stop at a depot between between lives. And I must realize that John died for a reason, and we don't understand. And Darren, I don't think we should ask those whys. I don't believe we should ask the whys. I didn't ask the whys. And I think that gets us really into a more of a mess by asking why.
You know, I know you asked me to do John's memorial service, and that's one thing I put in that message is, Lord, we gave you all the questions. Mm-hmm. We'll trust you with the answers. You can answer them if you want to. If you don't want to, it's okay. We're just going to love and trust you. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about a lot of our listeners right now have been praying for my mom. And she is just about to move. And mm-hmm. You say, now, Darren, what are you talking about? Well, I refuse to talk about death. I refuse to say I lost my mom or I'm going to lose my mom. I'm not going to lose her. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where she's going.
Oh, absolutely.
And I believe that. I've believed it all my life. And so her moving day is soon. It's any time now. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a time of joy for me because I know that she can get out of this earthly body that has really let her down. And she always said, I sure hope I don't lose my mind. Well, she hadn't lost her mind.
No.
She's sharp.
<that's> right.
But, you know, she's going to move on to heaven to be there with Dad and Grandma and all the other saints that have gone on ahead of us. Now, do I know that? Do I know that I know that I know that I know that? Mm-hmm. I do know that.
Yes,
and
do.
It's okay with me for Mom to go on and get out of here. I mean, this world has not been kind to her. Let's say it that way. It hasn't been kind to any of us. Mm-hmm. Well, so if we believe in the afterlife and we believe in eternal life, and the one thing I finally got straight several years ago, and I, as a child, I thought, oh my goodness, I want eternal life, and when I die, I'm going to get it. Well, then I realized that was wrong thinking, mm-hmm. wrong believing, a wrong theology, and I realized that when I got born again, I received eternal life. That's what's going to carry me on into the future.
Yes, and it's the cross, Darren, that gives us our salvation. But it is Jesus being raised from the dead that gives us our justification. That means God sees us without any sin. And without Jesus being raised from the dead by the power of Holy Spirit, we would not have righteousness and we would not be justified before being able to stand before Father God, boldly coming to His throne, because He counts us as children. He says, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we might be called the children of God. We're His children. And that's such a blessing.
And let's give the reference on that. That's 1 John 3:1 that Barbara just quoted to you. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God. You talk about a privilege. Here we are, born in sin. One day we realize the salvation message. We come to Jesus. We ask Him to forgive our sins and we change kingdoms. But now the understanding of righteousness comes in, and 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, He who knew no sin was made to be sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
Well, we get the very life nature of God. That's what eternal life is. That's so exciting to me.
It is.
I wasn't taught that as a kid. I wish I would have been.
Well, and today as we talk in Romans 5, it says we exult in hope and we exult in tribulation. That word exult, Darren, is E-X-U-L-T. It isn't E-X-A-L-T. Exult, E-X-A-L-T, means to worship. We exalt God. We give him the attention that he deserves as Almighty God. But this E-X-U-L-T, it means to spin around and dance with all our might, just like King David did before the Ark of the Covenant. He danced with all his might. And this is what this scripture means. We need to be so happy, so full of joy, like you were just saying. Where is our hope? Our hope is in the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead, and we have eternal life because of that.
You know, one time in our services, and we really try to do it as and make it as real as we can, excuse me. But you were talking about this matter of exult, E-X-U-L-T, this matter of jumping up, twirling around, and praising the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember we tried that in that service, and I'll tell you, the whole bunch of us weren't too coordinated, and we almost had a wreck, you know. But and why is that so difficult for us to do?
Oh, I don't know, but boy, I'll tell you, people's ire just gets, it just raises a
oh,
lot.
Oh, my hair is going to fall
I'll
down.
Tell
oh,
you.
I,
yeah.
I'm going to fall
oh,
over and hurt myself.
That's right. But here we see in Romans 5, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And yesterday we were talking about the faith of Abraham and how important it is in a believer's life to have faith, Darren. And if we don't have the faith, we better start exercising and obtaining that faith that we need.
And you know, in my Methodist background tradition, they came down real hard with this. They said, let everything be done decently and in order. You know, the Methodists would have had a hard time with King David, you know, dancing before the ark. Mm-hmm. Now, why wouldn't he? That's where the presence of God was in the Old Testament, was in the Ark of the Covenant. Well, now the presence of God is all around us. And yet sometimes we're so timid, you know, about raising our hand or doing anything that might be an outward expression of what's going on the inside. Yesterday, I met a man who had gone through Bible school, and he got really, really whacked in a serious thing that happened in his life. And he backed away from the gospel, and I was there challenging him. I said, come on, John, you got to go for it, man. Mm-hmm. And there was anointing on this man's life, and the devil was trying to steal that.
Yes, we shouldn't, just because of people's attitude and what they think about us, how dare we put all of our trust or all of our identity into what people think
right,
of us.
Right.
We should be putting all of our trust and all of who we think we are in the fact that God says we're righteous.
That's right.
That's the important thing.
Well, I think, you know, my children have my nature, good or bad. You know, they're like dad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
what do you mean,
dad.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, you wonder sometimes, what got into them?
Yeah,
I says, well, it, that's part of your nature.
Yeah. And that's when dad says, well, you're just like your mother. Mom says, you're just like your dad.
Yes.
But you know, we need to be like our Heavenly Father, and that gives us hope when we realize that.
Yes, and it says here in the second verse of Romans 5, we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also, E-X-U-L-T, that's right, we get excited, we dance about in our tribulations. Now, Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Barbara, does that mean that when things are coming down all around me, I've got to rejoice? Yes, it does. Not maybe for what is happening to you, but you rejoice in the fact that this is just a season and God's going to bring you through. And so you exult in your tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And Darren, we need that endurance. One of your favorite scriptures is Hebrews 10:36. When we have endured, then we will receive. And in James 1, it says that we rejoice in tribulation, knowing that, let me read that. I'm so excited here. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And why should we want endurance? Here in verse 4, it says, let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And wow, Darren and I want you complete and perfect, lacking in nothing.
Well, here's another scripture, Barb, to go along with your excitement. Proverbs 12:27. It says, but the precious possession of a man is diligence. The other night I was meditating on that.
Wow.
I was up in the night studying wisdom, and I said, God, I need wisdom. Talk to me. Because it says in Proverbs 7, say to wisdom, you are my sister. So it takes on a feminine, human quality, really. And say to understanding, you're my intimate friend. Well, then I realized, and this scripture just came tumbling up out of my spirit. I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm starting to get this memorized here. starting to make it a part of myself vitally. Mm-hmm. And here's the scripture that jumped right in the middle of my heart. But the precious possession of a man is diligence. And the Lord said to me, you need to underline the word possession. It is your possession. Diligence mm-hmm. is your possession. Mm-hmm. And Barb, we see so many people shrink back, you know, and that's in Hebrews 10. And that scripture just quoted, and right after that says, I have no pleasure in you if you shrink back.
That's right.
We were talking about that this morning before we got out of bed. And it was like I saw a vision of people dropping their weapon in the battle mm-hmm. and running, retreating. Well, what does that do to a military commander?
Oh, that's the worst thing. We were talking about that. He'd rather have the enemy overrun them and kill all of them than to have his own men run away
Chicken
in mutiny.
Out and run.
Yes, have mutiny.
Now, let me talk really direct to some of you folks. You've wanted the miracles. You've wanted God to answer you, but you haven't taken care of the conditions. And the conditions are diligence. That's one of the conditions. And one of the conditions is to continually trust him, because he tells you straight out, it's impossible to please me without faith. Mm-hmm. You must have faith. You must believe that I exist and I reward those who diligently seek me.
Oh, yes.
Well, now I changed that just a little bit. It actually says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, for you must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You need to personalize that and say, God, I want to be a woman of faith. I want to be a man of faith. And if you don't have enough faith, ask him for more faith. Mm-hmm. You got just enough to get your mouth open and ask him. And let me tell you, we're talking about hope today. That will bring great hope into your heart. But you got to get up and you have to activate your will and go for it. God is not going to reach down and say, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, he's not going to make you do it.
That's right. That's one thing we have to fight against continually, Darren. Sometimes we want the miracle for people more than they do. And so many times, Holy Spirit, after we've prayed for them, he says, now back away. Back away and let me take over, because we want it so badly right. for them. And that's one thing we've got to watch in our own selves. Here in verse 4, it says, okay, tribulation brings about perseverance or endurance. We've been talking about that. And endurance, proven character, and part of that proven character, Darren, is a diligent man. A diligent man. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, for you must believe that he is the I am that I am, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Diligence is proven character, and that's what this says, proven character, and proven character brings about hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
Well, also, there's a scripture here again. I'm still in Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 24. Excuse me. It says, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. Mm. Now, one of the things that I try to find out with people is, where's your motivation? What's your goal? Now, your desire has to do with your intensity. How strong is your desire? And sometimes, you alluded to this a while ago, but sometimes we want people healed more than they want to be healed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've said to them, listen, there are two of us standing here, you're sick and I'm not, and I want you healed. And one of the challenges as a teacher of the word is to try to discern what kind of a price are they willing to pay for healing? Mm-hmm. Are they willing to get in there and learn the laws of faith and learn the laws of scripture and the ways of God? And sometimes, you know, I just like to shake them till their teeth rattle and say, come on,
well,
this is available to you.
I believe the Lord knew the propensity we would have of getting discouraged, Darren, and getting weary. And Dallas Holm has a song here that talks about discouragement and getting down and the situation and things in our lives that just doesn't go the way we plan. But one thing for sure here in this song, God gives us hope, and it's hope that really helps us to get through something, to get through those hard times, to get through the tribulations. Remember, God is always with you. He loves you.
Where do the broken-hearted go to find a comfort for their pain? So many hurting need to know the hope there is in Jesus' name. I tried to make it on my own. I kept on drifting far away. But now I finally have a home. Jesus comes. Though trials and snares may come my way, and by His strength the race I'll run, and by His grace these words I'll say, I have joy.
Favorite composer of all time.
You can hear that in his voice, Brent.
Oh, he's a mighty man of God. And I remember when he talked about when Holy Spirit gave him the song, I'll Rise Again. There's no power on earth can keep me back, you know. And he said, I wrote that in 15 minutes. And that's amazing when Holy Spirit just pours in his anointing. But we see here that he was talking about hope. Hope that does not disappoint. Hope that makes you glad that you're alive. Hope that helps you to overcome all the attack of the enemy. Darren, I believe sometimes when a loved one dies, we have identity. Our identity is maybe made up in this person. So when they die, we feel like we've died with them. And if you're a wife, that's probably very a common thing, because a husband is the covering over the wife, so part of his identity is in her. But I don't believe we should ever take on anybody's identity and become maybe so focused on them, and they become our life, so that when they do die, we're gone, we're lost.
You know, I've heard people say, well, I just can't live without that
person. Yes, yes.
And we know people that have not picked up, gone on with their life, they're just surviving, and that's not God's plan.
No.
He wants us to receive His healing, His restoration, and His partnership in your life, and He wants you to get up and go on. Now, does that sound harsh? I don't think so. And I know when I married Barb, she was still grieving over John occasionally, and sometimes you would cry. And we've shared this many times, but one day, we were about 2.5 years down the track after John's death, and we were going up the stairs together to the upper level of our home, and you started to cry, and I knew what was coming. And I put my arms around you, and I said, you know, Barb, it's time to lay it down. And you made the decision to do that. Now, had you not made that decision, here you are 12 years after his death, you would still be in an emotional basket case. I mean, you could be.
Yes.
You never were, but you could be. And I commend you for making that decision. Life, all right, I don't like what life has dealt me here, but I'm going to get up and with Jesus, I'm going to go on. And that's what we really have to do. And that's really acting out hope here that we read in Romans 5.
Yes.
And hope is a matter of something we receive by an act of our will and choice. And we need to do something to get into that. And I think sometimes when you talk to Jesus like this, say, all right, my mate is gone. I'm going to get up and go, and you've got to help me here. And I'm not going to whimper around and cry all the time because I still have to function. I'm alive.
Well, and I believe that each one of us are called to a calling. And some of us, yes, we're wives, we're mothers, we're husbands, we're sons, but there's also a calling from God. There's your vocation that you get your seed from on this earth. Then there's that calling from God. And I believe that's important, Darren, to know that each one of us, each one of you listening has a calling,
right,
a calling from God that only you can fill.
Well, one reason we're on the air every day is to encourage you and to help you in your walk and getting from where you are to where God wants you to go. The only way I believe that we can have a sense of focus and direction of our life is Jesus has to be our compass. Otherwise, we lose our way. You know, we pray because we believe God hears our prayers and He answers our prayers. That's one thing I love about being a Christian. God, we don't serve a stone God or somebody that's dead in a grave someplace. No. Our Jesus, He is resurrected and He's in heaven right now.
Yeah.
He's alive forevermore to pray for us, by the way.
Yes.
And folks, you know, I want to tell you something. He's praying for you today. He's making intercession before the throne of God for you and for us today. It's an ongoing
Hallelujah.
Living thing, isn't
Praise
it?
Praise God.
All
it
right.
is.
Well, we love you and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in